Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is an aim to make a man feel proud.
Morning, everyone. You're listening to Concrete Gang, and today, because it's International Women's Day, CFMEU women are taking over. So everyone, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to start the day on the 855 AM community radio. If you're listening live, good on you. If you're not, good on you for going to the community radio website so you can listen to us. Yeah, so at the moment, on Friday, we were down at Trades Hall for International Women's Day rally. It was an awesome turnout. Great to see all the union flags there and all the women out and the men out supporting us. It's an amazing day. I'm Queen of Sparks, and with me we have...
Steel Boots.
Smooth operator.
Yes, smooth operator. Wasn't very smooth then, but yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we've got a couple of ring-ins. What's your name?
Ooh, I'm going to say any suggestions? Because I'm stuck on my own name. I'm going to say...
Twinkle Toes.
Yeah, we'll say Twinkle Toes.
I don't know what to call myself.
The most glamorous woman on the block.
That's me.
And because it's a live transmission and I'm usually behind the panel, this is Annie, so it's an all women's day. Can you tell me what it is that you do? Why are you a member of the CFMEU and what work do you do?
I'm a member of the CFMEU, have been for many years. Because of the work I do, the CFMEU is super important to me. They support me in every role, and we also get a lot of benefits. And
so what work do you do?
I am a builder's labourer.
Oh, cool. Okay. And so, of course, that means that as a woman, you're working in a often male-dominated role. How do you find having the union as a support?
They're fantastic. Any issues you have, you can always make the call and you'll have someone to support you. Not that I personally have had many issues, especially in recent years. Going back some years, it was different. But now I'm finding with the support we get from our union, it's improved a lot. We now have toilets. And
we noticed at the rally that the RBTU are still fighting for decent toilets.
Correct. That's why it's important to have such a strong union, which is why we're here today to support our union and our fellow women And as I'm sure the others will tell you about, their work colleagues all getting on board as well. The men are way, they're really behind us, pushing for everything we need on site. And I think we're pretty blessed actually with our union, and I hopefully it just gets stronger from this point.
And what about you, Twinkle Toes? What's your work?
So I am a traffic controller.
You must be working one of those traffic controllers that get huge amounts of money and do hardly any work.
I know, you wouldn't think it's a dangerous job, would you? But I've worked on EBA before, and working EBA, the difference in the support and seeing the women in the union and how they support families and the union in itself as well, it makes it a better environment to come to work and feel like you are safe and feel like you have people to back you up and create friendships without having fear behind you. And yeah, I think it's a really fortunate thing to see how progressively through the years the union has changed the industry for women. So yeah.
And also getting a proper job, an EBA job, means that you're getting proper wages, which means that you can live a decent life, right?
Absolutely. I think working in other industries and then progressing over into construction work, the difference is insane, but it's well deserved. And for the risks that we do, putting ourselves out on site, out on freeways, out on roads every day, it's a very dangerous job, and it takes a lot of attention and safety. So without having the safety representatives out on site, unfortunately things could go wrong. So yes.
And what about you, Smooth Operator? You've been in the industry for a while.
Yeah, I've been around 25 years. It was a hard slog at first, but I'm a builder's labourer as well. The union has come a long way for us women. The other unions are still fighting for just toilets for women. We've had that for years. Sanitary pads and so forth for women on site. We've had that for a few years now. It's a place where the union is looking after us women and making sure that we are well respected, which has come a long way. So I'm proud to be a union member.
You were saying that came to the union job looking for flexibility. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. 25 years ago, I needed a job that was more flexible. I unfortunately had a very sick son. He was having a lot of treatment to get him just to live a decent life. Coming out of pharmacy, it wasn't possible. I couldn't just walk out of a pharmacy and rush to hospital with him. But with the union, I just had to look at them once and, I was off and running him into hospital to have his chemo or whatever he needed to have. So to me, it was a blessing in disguise. I always thought I'd go back to pharmacy, but who was I kidding? 25 years later, I'm still here working on building sites and loving it, and it's my passion now.
And you've seen some changes, haven't you, since you began? I mean, it was good to begin with, but it's better now.
Oh, yeah, the respect we women have is incredible. I mean, I'm a builder's labourer, but there's everything out there from forklift drivers to Alimak drivers. There's Peggy's who are now women. There's also crane drivers who are now women. We're a part of everything. We're not just the Peggy's or just the small labourers. No, we're hands on to everything that we do. We're on the tools. We're on everything. So,
but also there's more of you.
A lot more. Look, when I started 25 years ago, I probably was the only woman on site. Now I have a lot of women comrades who work hand in hand with me, who respect me, and we have got each other's back, and I think that's the major thing, that we've got each other's back. We help each other out. I like to make sure the girls do as much training as they possibly can, keep upskilling to be part of what this job has got to offer.
What about you, Queen of Sparks?
Yeah, so I'm an apprentice boilermaker, working in like the manufacturing side of construction. I'm in my third year now. Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive, I have to say.
Yeah. I love it. There's nothing more satisfying than laying down some sick beads and striking an arc. And the place I'm working now, it's the first place I've worked in that has a union agreement. and the difference in the pay and conditions is insane, like so different. I've worked in manufacturing for a long time, in textiles manufacturing before that, and honestly, I would never go back, never go back.
Because you're not just supporting yourself, you've got family, so this makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a single mum with a three-year-old, and honestly, when I go to TAFE with other apprentices who are in non-union shops, I don't know how I would be able to make it work if I were in their workplaces on the pay that they're on. And you know, we're not just talking about like 16, 17 year olds, we're talking about adult apprentices who are on poverty wages. You know, and we keep hearing more and more from like government officials about women needing to upskill to get better jobs. Well, hello, you know, who's gonna pay our way while we're trying to do that training? You really need good unions to fight for those conditions so you can get that training. You know, like the CFMEU has its own training center, which is incredible. And for members with IncoLink, they get like free elevated work platform tickets. They can do their forklift tickets. They can do their first aid tickets. The possibilities are endless.
Now, you were saying that you're coming to the end of your third year, but you want to do the fourth year so that you can get all these other tickets.
Yeah, so I'm looking at doing a certificate 4 after I finish my certificate 3 to become a advanced tradesperson. I had a conversation with the head of our engineering department this week actually about it, and he was asking me, well, why do you want to do the cert 4? What kind of path are you looking at? And I'm thinking, well, it's not necessarily about the path. It's I need those tickets to prove that I'm as skilled and as qualified as I am. Because unfortunately, one of the big barriers for women getting into industries like construction and other male-dominated industries is employers. You know, I've had employers say to my face, no, I don't hire women, or I can tell by the look of you, you're not suited for this trade.
Clairvoyant.
Yeah, and like a lot of these young guys I go to TAFE with and stuff, they're assumed to be competent, whereas I need that proof to show that I'm competent to get on good jobs.
So what you're really saying is that women have to be twice as good and twice as fast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right. And what about you, Steel Boots? What do you do? What's your work?
So I'm a union delegate. I've been in the construction industry for years. And as my fellow sisters have said before, the union have supported me so much. So I decided to step in as well and give back.
So what does being a delegate actually mean?
So being a delegate means that I look after the members, I try to resolve any industrial issues and represent them in health and safety matters.
Okay, and one of the things that you were talking about was that you would really be keen for more women to be in jobs that are more senior and more skilled.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Like, I'm actually sick of all of this procurement for women, that they want more women in the industry. That's all well, like, everyone wants more women in the industry. It's just we want more skilled women and women put in meaningful positions so they can use their skills, they can use their tickets, they can be trained to like operate machines and not just be put on gates and doing traffic and in Peggy roles.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that if there's more women on site, it changes the way the landscape, the work landscape is, doesn't it? It does change things, doesn't it?
It definitely changes. It changes the culture of that workplace because, like, we are not standing up for bullying. We are not standing up for, like, harassment. Like, we just want, like, respectful workplaces.
left a good job
down in the city,
working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep,
and I was worried
about the way that things might have been.
You know that
big wheel keep on turning, primary keep on burning.
I know that this week's been a hard week because there's been some, suicide warning, that actually this week's been quite a hard week for your industry. The industry does recognise that there's some real struggles for people who are working in such a tough industry, don't they?
It's definitely struggles, and unfortunately in the last week we had a life lost by suicide. I'm really sorry if this triggers anyone. Like, we have Inkling services that you can call. We, as a CFMEU members, we get 10 free counselling sessions per year for yourself and your family. They're trained professionals and they're there to help. If you can't get in touch or you don't know the number of the Inkling, please contact your site Shopee or your company Shopee. They would be able to help you.
Smooth Operator, you were talking about how you had personal experience of actually using the service and how great it was.
Yeah, unfortunately, at the end of last year, I lost a very, very, very close colleague. It set me into a bit of a spin and didn't know how to cope with it. It was very emotional for me. So lucky enough, I reached out to Inkling, and the support from them was amazing. It was really helped me pick up and really look at life and celebrate her life. And you know, I look at what she gave, what she left behind, and the way she touched my life as a positive now instead of a negative. She's with me in my thoughts, quite often. And if it wasn't for the Inkling help, I don't think I could have coped and seen it in that way, that it was a positive instead of a negative to have her in my life. So please, if you need the help, just, touch base with them. They don't, that nobody else needs to know. It's just between you and them. And, the uplift that they gave me and got me through Christmas, to be honest, was amazing.
It's a challenge, isn't it, this sort of thing, this sort of work?
Yeah, unfortunately, mental health is a huge issue in our industry, and that's why the unions set up these kind of services to deal with that, because it's a workplace health and safety issue, mental health. And not only that, we've got members who are trained doing the blue hat. So that's to help other members with mental health and give them support. So, I mean, we got a ways to go, but, we're putting in the work and trying to make that change so everyone gets home safe.
Because you guys are guests, because it's International Working Women's Day, guests for Concrete Gang, I want to remind people out there that actually the CFMEU women have taken it upon themselves to take on the airwaves and have their own podcast. It's called Tough as Nails, and you can get it on Spotify. But Since they're guests here on Community 3CR Radio, and it's the Concrete Gang, I want to ask you for your scallywags.
So I think, because it's International Women's Day, the scallywag should be those bosses and employers who think that really showing solidarity with the women workers they employ is buying them muffins once a year, instead of giving them full-time permanent contracts. You know, stuff your muffins. We want secure jobs.
We definitely want more secure jobs, and we want more women directly employed by the builders.
Yeah, we need more secure jobs, because when a job comes to an end, the men seem to be put onto the next job ASAP. We women are sort of the last scratch in the bottom of the barrel, and we have to wait until jobs are available for us to take a job on. Where the men, well, next job, next day. Women, next job, who knows when.
Have you got anything, Dave?
Yeah, I do. I think false promises around getting women in machinery and in different areas around a construction site to develop their skills. I think there's a lot of, it will happen, it doesn't. I think that is a major thing.
Yeah, and you're a young woman. You'd like to progress your career, right?
Absolutely. I know I have a lot to offer. I know that I have a lot of skill sets, as do many women, and it'd be nice to really give that a good go and see how far I could take that.
Next challenge.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm really probably going to repeat what the others have said, that we definitely need to be employed directly and have secure jobs rather than being pushed from job to job to job. I know it's work, we all take it, but it would be nice to have a home, to feel wanted on site all the time, not just when it suits them to get their quota in, because obviously the big builds have to have a quota of a certain amount of women. I often wonder if they would have us there if they didn't have to, which I find pretty, it's not fair, for one, because I do believe, I'm looking at these ladies here, and I know the work they do, and they're amazing, and they can keep up with any male, if not better. Like she said, we have to have more skills, we have to push ourselves further just to be there. So it's a win-win for any boss that may be listening. Think about hiring us, put us on permanently, keep us with you.
The other thing is that Queen of Sparks, you were talking about a pretty negative thing that you experienced at trade school, at TAFE. Not to do with TAFE per se, but to do with some of the young boys.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that I work with, the other CFMEU members I work with, are really great. And we might have differing opinions on some things, but we all respect each other and work well together. But then every week when I go into TAFE, it's a completely stark difference. Unfortunately, I see lots of young men, starting their careers in the trade, who have really horrible sexist, racist and homophobic sentiments, and it's quite grinding. And the thing that really bothers me about it the most is that as apprentices, we're the lowest paid workers at our companies, and there are plenty of bosses who love to exploit apprentices as cheap labor, and we should be there to support one another, to advise one another, to give each other help to progress in our trades. But that's really difficult when you've got a young guy telling you that you shouldn't be there and you shouldn't be in a trade. I'm really hoping that a lot of these young guys at one point start to realize that really these kind of opinions are not helping anyone, let alone themselves. So, yeah, hopefully there's change down the road. But I have to say, so coming to the CFMEU Vic branch meetings every month lifts my spirits, because we have so many amazing male comrades who support us, who encourage us, who celebrate all our wins. And that gives me a lot of hope.
And what about sooks? Any sooks you can think of?
Oh, there are so many sooks, but I can't think of an example.
There's not one at the moment. What about you?
The apprentices up my TAFE who are jealous when a female apprentice gets a good union job.
Sooks.
The sooks are the men who said, well, when is it International Men's Day? International Men's Day is every day. Just give us one day, please.
Oh, there's too many to even think about, to be honest with you. I've got running lists through my head. I'm going to say the sooks that complain that women shouldn't be on a project because of maternal reasons.
They're in the way of a man.
Yeah, I'd say on maternity leave, things like that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right.
I think they're sooks and, yeah.
Yeah, they're sooks. They are. They're sooks.
Sorry. Oh, there's so many sooks. probably the one I've heard a lot lately is, why do you have a job and I don't? That's a big sook when they always have a job and they will walk into another one any day. And, you know, you're just blessed when you do get a job, but there's plenty of sooks on site.
And what do we say when we finish the show?
Dare to struggle, dare to win. If you don't fight, you lose.
CFMAU women,
here to stay.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.